Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tuesday, Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. A couple of lovely young ladies up there now, including a nurse lifting up her scrubs and showing her great cans tastefully, though, and they're tanned.
Thanks for being on the front lines.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. Kathleen Dunbar, comedian friend who makes her home in Vegas. She's going to phone the program later on, see how things are happening there, slowly opening up in Vegas. I don't know how they're going to do that. That's crazy. But, you know, they are. Got to do something, I guess. Mr. Evans, how are you doing today? I think you're in the same mood the rest of us are. It's trying to get through another day.
I'm in a beautiful mood.
Okay, good. I didn't mean anything bad by that.
No, I understand. Yeah, I'm hoping everybody's in a good mood.
You and I both were bitching off the air about something, but it was,
I don't remember that.
I wish we could actually bring it up in the air. It's funny.
Oh, that.
Well, actually,
Bunch of morons!
Actually, it is. We can bring it up because I think it was so stupid. There was Clearwater, Florida. You saw the overhead video of all these dumbasses like doing push-ups and squats out in front of the, I guess, might be the city hall or something like that.
Yep.
Demanding the gyms open up, and then somebody basically said the same thing. Said, "Why do you need a gym?" Because they were doing push-ups.
They're doing push-ups right there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and they're no mask, all congregated together on sidewalks right near each other, doing push-ups and squats and just, you know, there wasn't enough. I really wanted to see an up close shot, but I guess, you know, I only saw the overhead shot. Yeah, the up close shot was just zit back dudes. You know, it had just a bunch of
meatheads who need their 45-pound plates.
Right, exactly. You know, whatever, you know, do push-ups until you can get in the gym.
Right,
you know?
We're suffering here doing body weight exercises.
Yeah,
somewhere
ridiculous.
Close, there was an entire parking lot full of jacked-up pickup trucks.
Exactly.
Making up for the fact that all of those guys are 5'6".
Yeah, but I will give them, I'll give them this, though. If they can't work out, then why can churches get together? That's their church for workout guys, you know?
I agree.
You know? Maybe you're not sweating on the pews as much. Do you sweat in the pews, Greg?
Depends on what you're doing.
I don't know. Do you get sleep sweats?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I don't. No, I'm fine with that.
That's right. You sleep a lot in the pews.
Well,
I'm
I
not
do.
Familiar
when you used to go.
With the situation in Wichita and Lincoln, but there's some gyms that are open in Omaha.
Yeah, I know that, but it sounds creepy. Sounds like you got to be in and get a ticket.
I didn't go look at them.
3 hours apart.
Right. Limited access.
Yeah. Go jogging and do some push-ups until you can open it
most
up.
Most reports that I hear, they're they're keeping it clean, whatever. They're doing what they can.
Yeah.
We are wrapping up National Nurses Week today.
Yeah.
Don't allow anybody.
Check out a gorgeous nurse there on Twitter at TNT Radio Info.
Down in the basement when I work out.
No.
You got to be at least one floor above.
Yeah.
Hmm.
One person in the basement at a time. That's my rule.
Okay.
Yeah, unless Christy wants to come down there. But she,
unless somebody else comes down, and there's two allowed.
Right, yeah, it sounds like United Airlines. We won't sell the middle seat unless somebody wants
unless
to buy.
Unless we do.
Yeah, unless we do sell it. There's that nurse, Craig. You want to check her out there?
Oh, yeah.
Twitter. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
No, that's a nice tan line.
Yeah, that's a great tan line.
It is actually a tan line.
Yeah.
Wow.
Much of Tan Line Tuesday does not include a tan line.
Stop we don't
whining.
Care.
Some people, I know, I don't. I never did care. Once in a while, I'll look for a tan line. People whine. I said, Jesus, I'm showing you a hot chick. The tan line's underneath the bathing suit, all right? Check it out.
That was the original concept. And we've strayed a little since.
A little bit.
Just because. So, you know, That way you can see
there's
more
a tan
hot
line
chicks.
On there. There's a tan line on there somewhere.
Right.
These chicks aren't clothed. They're, yeah. they're in bikinis most
that
of the time.
That one actually has a tan line.
Yes, it does.
And she has clothes on.
I love the old tan lines.
She's lifting up her shirt.
And that went away when girls started tanning completely naked.
Yeah, but once in a while.
We were the age when you grew up, you know, you peeled off that bra. Tan lines were the best.
Yeah. You'll see an occasional
sorry,
porn clip.
Sorry, I started
humming yeah, humming
I forgot where I was on the air.
Yeah. Jeez,
I really
man,
did forget
stop
I,
that.
I really did forget I was on the air.
Come back to us.
You see a porn clip once in a while.
Yeah, I love the porn. Yeah, well, go back and watch some right. old vintage porn. You'll see tan lines a lot.
Well, I've seen some newer stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, good, yeah.
That where the chick has a tan line.
It's just sexy.
I find it sexy, too.
Yeah, I do, too. And tanned all over is hot, too. That's not, but still.
No, but there's something about tan lines.
I agree with you. I'm with you, ladies. Hey, who else? Oh, good. We got Deadpool.
Yeah, we're still on Little Richard, we have Jerry Stiller to go.
That's right.
Oh, we haven't finished up Little Richard?
Oh, no. We're about halfway through Little Richard.
We haven't even started with Jerry Stiller,
no.
have we?
No. And more players have Jerry Stiller than Little Richard.
Right?
Ah.
Let's see here. I can't say that name.
All right.
That's the name, right?
Yeah.
I can't say that name.
Gets a hit, as does I Love the Black Caucus. I'm only gay for Jesus. Incest free trials gets a hit.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. I run hoes for money gets a hit.
Whoa.
No, they got a hit.
I know. Should have told me. I figured if you're the pimp, they're going to be quiet. You might have to, you know, crack down.
We have time for that.
Oh, I gotta find it.
I didn't realize we were getting there.
Yeah.
So soon.
That's okay.
Jack Nicklaus forearm skin gets a hit.
What was that from again?
Oh, he told us the story and I've forgotten.
It was a watch. They were auctioning off like a
right.
Rolex of his.
Right.
We were assuming that the stretchy band had some of his forearm skin hair stuck in there because
of course,
that's
of course
what happens
we dwell
with
on
those.
That.
Right, some of his dead skin.
Yeah.
Hefe gets a hit, I guess. That's how you pronounce that. As does Jimmy Casino.
Jimmy, good hit, Jimmy.
And Jim Sucks, Play Blackout.
Who were they supposed to tour with, since we're talking tours earlier off
White
the air?
Snake, I think?
Yeah.
I
think it was overseas. Europe. Right? It was in Europe, because I know I saw this summer was supposed to be in the United States was Sammy Hagar, White Snake, as co-headliners, and then, of course, Night Ranger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man, that'd have been a kick-ass show. Too bad there's no shows. I saw an old clip yesterday on screws around Facebook, and somebody shared a clip of Van Halen on with Sammy after the Balance album came out. What's that, 91, 92? Balance album? Maybe 94?
Balance was like, 94.
Okay. It was on Letterman.
Oh, nice.
And they sang Not Enough. It was an old slow song. I remember that.
Oh, I love that song.
But it was so cool because it was like Letterman, you know, younger looking. Eddie looked in shape and not out of it.
By the way, Craig,
sounded great.
I got that other thing in there that you wanted yesterday.
Thank you.
Search Jim Sucks, Play Blackout.
I'll play the whole thing. Oh, okay, got it.
There's a little
that's right. Yeah.
There's a little clip in there that Craig was wanting.
This is
well, we got this from somebody.
We got it from a friend, right?
We did.
Yeah.
We're not going to reveal our sources.
I think we can. I'm not sure on that.
Yeah, she sent it to us. I think we talked about it at the time, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if we brought it up on the air or off the air.
Doesn't matter. She sent it to us, and she's probably proud.
She should be.
All
right. Jim Sucks, Play Blackout.
Oh, Jesus. You know what I did there, too? I put that right where Blackout was.
Of course you did.
Brilliant.
That's Dr. Mia's little girl, right? Dr.
Yes,
Mia's
is.
Little girl.
Jim Sucks, Play Blackout.
All right. There you go. Okay.
Or Rock Candy.
That's fine.
All right. Damn it. I gotta make rehearsal. I overslept this morning. I'm sorry. I really am sorry.
Don't know your lines.
I don't like missing rehearsal, but you know, it's pandemic.
Yeah, that's true. What are you gonna do?
I called you guys. I'm sorry, I was a little late.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
So if you go to the White House today, you are required to wear a mask while you are there, thanks to a couple of staffers.
Unless you have a spray tan.
Positive.
Yeah, unless you have a spray tan.
You got a nice spray tan going on, you're exempt from the mask rule.
Good. I was concerned about that.
Lying racist yesterday? Jesus. Move on.
All right. I was amused by this. You know, the Houston Astros and their cheating scandal.
Yep.
The, tip off the pitch.
Yeah.
Whole thing. Cal Ripken Jr.
Okay.
Was on somebody's podcast. Major Garrett's podcast, actually. CBS News.
Okay.
Major Garrett.
I know Major Garrett.
Yeah. The Takeout podcast. And he says he has a simple solution to keep teams from stealing signs. And it makes perfect sense. At some point in the, you got a guy on second.
Right.
And the catcher, he says, tell the catcher to signal that you're getting a curveball. All right. So the catcher signals curveball. The guy on second signals the guy who is batting that it's a curveball. Throw a fastball at his chin.
Okay.
Every time?
Not every time, but you do it once, and then the batter doesn't know if the guy on second is telling him the truth or not.
Right, you plant a seed of doubt.
Yeah, all you're doing is planting a seed.
But the catcher's got to know what's coming. The catcher can't get crossed up.
But he knows that.
Yeah.
He's involved.
The catcher's in on it.
He's involved in
it. Yeah, the catcher doesn't want anybody stealing signs either.
I guess I was under the assumption they were doing that already. They would send decoy signs when there's a guy on second base.
Well, but Cal Ripken Jr., I'm not going to argue with a guy.
No.
Because he's in the game. But that's a great bit. I mean, I get friends of mine.
Yeah, if you signal something,
I get real good.
That's what they're relaying.
Right.
The signal.
Two of my buddies pitched the minors. They listen every morning.
But I thought the signals changed and meant something different when a runner got to second base.
Well, the guys out, the guys who were stealing the signs have to have a sign to steal.
Right.
Yeah, and I assume that's been going on since baseball began, or since they started giving signs to the pitcher.
Right.
The thing that the Astros did that was cheating was they used electronics.
Well, and they did electronics, and they also hit the can.
Yeah, they banged on the can.
Right, yeah.
So, they're banging on the can saying such and such is coming. Well, if it doesn't, then you can't trust it.
Yeah, if you're expecting a curveball and a chin music comes your way, you're in trouble.
Right.
Yeah, you're
and then you don't trust the guy next time.
You are pissed off after that because that's really fast.
Yeah, you don't know if you're getting good information from the guy.
Yeah, you don't know. So you're actually getting bad information then.
And I tend to stop right now on just for a little bit. They're showing a bunch of game three now because from like 05 on. But they're showing a lot of College World Series from Rosenblatt on ESPN2 right now. And you just turn it on.
014 last
night. Yeah, I saw there was an 09 game and it was just reminiscing, not necessarily about the stadium, but even the stadium. I mean, people live in Omaha, people that travel to Omaha remember that stadium fondly. But it was just it was like, oh my God, they're playing baseball outside, everybody's there partying. I'm thinking I was probably down there partying somewhere during that game. And it's just cool to see because I don't know when that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I know Major League Baseball.
I was drunk at that game.
Yeah. I think Major League Baseball.
I kinda remember that game.
Major League Baseball is talking about coming back in July 4th weekend, but I don't know if they have a plan.
You watch any replay of any game? I was probably out there partying.
Yep.
You know me.
Oh yeah.
Partying.
Yeah.
You're never home.
If there's
always
a game,
out with people.
I am partying.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tinder says they want to make it easier.
How you doing?
To screen matches before ever meeting up in person, Tinder plans to launch video chats later this year. So instead of only text messaging, Users have the option of to see who they are talking to.
I guess I was because of now under the assumption that, yeah, you know, once you swiped right and you decided you wanted to hook up, you would have another conversation. But that's not necessarily the case, huh?
Apparently not.
I don't know.
They say they have had a record number of swipes during the lockdown.
No swiping.
No.
Every time we talk about Tinder, I feel like we got nothing, because we do.
Well, we have no Tinder experience.
None.
Well, why would you want to be doing it more during the lockdown?
Because you're home more.
Yeah, but you can't go hook up.
Maybe you are. If you're doing push-ups in front of the gym with no mask on, you're going to hook up. You find another dumb chick without a mask and bang her.
Oh, if I'm a 20-something and this is going on, I'm going out there and taking my chances and getting laid.
And I have a hard time believing there are dumb people on Tinder.
I'm sure there's smart people too, but once you get the weed dose out.
Now, people are concerned about the abuse that is possible with the video chats and how it can be policed or even screened. Of course, if it's text, it's easier to screen it or police it, but not necessarily so much so for a video chat.
Yeah, you have to really monitor a video chat.
It makes it much more difficult. And so that's what they're concerned with on this Tinder deal now.
You swipe left if you like them, or swipe right, puss? Which one is it?
One of the two.
I believe you go to the right if you're interested.
All right.
Swipe left is rejection. Right. And I only know this because my son.
Puss told you.
Yeah. And puss. And my son used it for a while.
He did. Yeah.
During the global pandemic.
To great success, too, I understand.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah, what they look like.
I have no idea. I don't really inquire.
If you're willing to go there, it might not be that hot.
About my children's sex life? Yeah. I'm not really inquisitive about that.
I'd ask them.
And they really don't volunteer a lot of information, so works out good.
Yeah, let me tell you about the sex I had last night. Yeah.
And I don't share any with them.
And you don't share any with Larry either, for that matter.
I do not. Right. And Dad doesn't share any with me.
No, Dad should share with
That's
you.
That's where the great stuff is.
Dad should share with you.
Yeah.
Because it isn't your mom now.
No.
So I'll be like, hey, how you doing?
No, I still don't want to hear.
Yeah, I do. Get Larry on the phone.
Larry and the girlfriend.
I remember the first time. Wow. It wasn't their first time, but.
Heard him howling outside the casino.
I'm hanging around the house, and Dad says, I'm going to take his woman home.
Yeah.
And.
You got a rubber
don't
dad?
Don't wait up.
Wrap it up, Dad.
It was basically don't wait up.
You don't want to knock her up.
You're going to be okay. I'll leave the key to the house. So you'll be okay here.
You can see him chubbing in his khakis by
the way. You could see his girlfriend getting embarrassed. Like, I didn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Of course. You could go.
You could tag Dad, is that what you said?
We'd do this here if you weren't hanging around.
Yeah. A little slap and tickle there, Dad. So female users under the age of 30 have increased their daily average swipes by 37%.
Oh, how you doing?
Getting a little more desperate.
How you doing?
In the month of April, compared to the last week of February, Tinder's parent company, The Match Group, the average number of daily messages sent across all of its products on the Match Group, including on Hinge, Match.com, Tinder, OkCupid, in the month of April was 27% higher than in the last week of February. And for users under the age of 30, it was 35% higher.
Matches.
Yeah.
Well, take those calls.
Swipes.
If you're swiping during the pandemic.
I know what I would be. If I were young.
But what if you're swiping and you're still cautious, you don't want to get sick, so you're saying, okay, cool, I'll see you in 6 months. Let's keep talking until we get the bang.
Then
somebody else is going to swoop right in.
Somebody's moving on.
Yeah, or maybe the girl's going to say no. I'm just on there looking for a future date, you know?
Yeah, just
and then she makes you wait.
Yeah, seems like another way to torture yourself in lockdown.
When you go on Tinder, you're looking for something now.
You
want immediate results.
I'll take your word for it. I never did it, but... but I understand that. But I just think that apparently people are dating on that site now too.
Yeah, I guess Todd's probably right. If you're just opening up Tinder, you're ready to go.
You're bored looking for a future date too.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
especially something where you're going to talk 6 months.
Oh no, I think if you're a guy, you're waiting to go. I think there are a lot of women out there going to open it up and say, you know, okay, just checking out, see what's out there.
Yeah, if you're willing to wait 6 months, you're going on something like Match.com or Farmers Only. Or Christian Mingle, because those chicks are easy.
Plenty of fish.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going on more of a dating website than a hookup web or a hookup app.
I think we've been told that Tinder is not the straight up hookup website that it used to be.
You're right. We've heard that's what I said. They're starting to date on that now. Right.
I've heard too that it's kind of evolved into a dating site as well.
People want to find their soulmate.
It's evolved into the thing that it was meant to be.
We're gonna take a break here and come back and talk about something else we really don't know anything about.
Oh, okay.
Kind of narrow it down.
No.
You got something in mind?
No,
you're just playing the odds.
There's a whole world of things out there we don't know anything about, so we can discuss it.
All right.
Let's get it out there.
Perfect. Like your parents' sex life.
Ew. Well, we know something about your mom's sex life.
Yeah, but puss hates when we talk about that.
Well, other people's moms.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.